That's what Jesus did. Stepped into the room, breathed on them, and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Oh, your presence, Lord. Oh, your presence, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we celebrated the resurrection. And it seemed good to the Lord that we just kind of go on their path. Be available. Be filled with the Spirit. Be open. No pressure. He just said, go. Just go. Go into all the world and tell them the good news. My reading of Acts says that Peter's original message wasn't really elongated, but boy, it was to the point. And 3,000 people got saved. They were convictable. And he was preaching to people that knew that they needed forgiveness. They knew that they needed forgiveness. They've been trying to get forgiveness because they went where? They went to the Jews first. And they butchered animal after animal, and blood flowed, and their forgiveness lasted. Not long. But they were led to be confident that it would last till the next year when they did it. But there was a lot of sacrificing in between. But that was the big one. You know, that was the big forgiveness. And I suppose that we need the big forgiveness as well. But our big forgiveness is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the thing is, as we've talked before about that, something happened. Something happened. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me. And he made me whole. Now, when he makes you whole, he makes you whole. And so, you got something to say. You know? The closer that we get to the Lord, which means the time that we spend with the Lord, which means that we allowing that affection between us to grow, the more affectionate we are, the more we don't have to have some big moment to just say, man, I love the Lord. I just love the Lord. You know? To say to someone, I don't know, I just feel like I got to say, I love the Lord. Don't you love the Lord? You know? And it's possible that they will look at you and not know what you're talking about, but you have just told them something. You've just told them something. Something that they won't be able to, it'll be a taste in their mouth. It'll be something good. See, that's all that Jesus wanted, was that they would go and tell the good news. And he said, while you go, lay your hands on the sick, they'll recover. If there's a demon around, cast it out. You know? Hey, Brother Harlan. You know, just be about the Father's business. Everybody can be about the Father's business. Everybody. Everybody can be about the Father's business. And when we're free to be about the Father's business, we'll be more likely to be about the Father's business. When we understand that it's not a pressure business. 40 years ago, I heard a Becky Pippert who said she never knew it was so true. She had spent her young life going out, had to testify to somebody that night. She said, I went out and I threw up on a few people, and not physically, but, you know, just spit out something because I had to say something. And then one night her roommate was just hungry and wanted what she had. See, there's people that want what you have, but in order for you to know that they want what you have, you need to know what you have. What do you have? Well, Jesus came so you could have life and have it abundantly. So think on those things. Comfort one another with these things. You know, I mean, that's what the Lord is He's our comforter. And He needs every single person, everyone to know and to go. Because wherever you are, that's where you are. How about that? Huh? That's profound. Now, write that down. Jesse DePlantis says, always tell him, now write this down. Wherever you are, that's where you are. Wherever you are, you don't have to go someplace else. Where you are. If there's nobody around, guess what? You can pray. Because Holy Spirit will put something on your mind. Right? Things come across our minds. Pay attention. Because it's good. I was in the night, B was another word, but I decided I needed to have more than one syllable on the top of the devotion. No, I didn't decide that at all. But be available, or just be you, because you, when we know Jesus, you've got something. Suddenly you can just be you. You know, some profound testimony we can give is, I don't understand it all, but I feel it. I can't explain it. You know, I told someone once that, you know, if what I feel from God, I had on a sweater, if I could just take off this sweater and put it on you, you would never let me have that sweater back. And that would be fine. I'd let you keep it. But it isn't in the sweater. It's in the Lord. It's in trusting. Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. We call upon Him while He is near, and then we trust that He hears. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He answered, you know. And I don't even know what He said. He just answered. Anybody here who always hears what the Lord says? I just feel the Lord. I mean, sometimes He's just, how do you like that? You know? You see, we have something very, 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 very special. When you have something special, you put it into practice. You know? And that's all Jesus was telling me. He said, okay, so just go. Now, they didn't necessarily know, even though they had went before. I mean, they had a big time on their little trips out. Came back, they were excited. But, you know, sometimes we get excited and then we wonder if it'll be the same the next time. You know, sometimes you can't manufacture God. But we can be sure of this. He's doing something. He's saying something. He's being. And so He says, you be. Be who are you? I am a child of God. That be who you are. You know, first and foremost, you're a child of God. You know, just like I often said when I was a kid, say, you're a day boy, aren't you? Yes, I am. What would your dad think? I'm a God boy. I'm a child of God. Say that. I'm a child of God. Now, Lord, we're going to say it again, and when we say it, I'd like you to seal it somehow. You just confirm it with it. I'm a child of God. See, that's who you are. That's who you really are. Don't listen when the enemy says you're not a very good one in such a thing. It has been given to you to understand this. See, that's the getting near. That's the getting wrapped up in the presence of God. That's the getting filled up with the love of God. So then wherever you go, it's just who you are. Without saying a word, you can spread the kingdom of God. You know? Without one word, you can cause somebody to say, what are you doing? Or, I don't know, but there's just peace around you. These are things. You see, Jesus, they'd say things like, he teaches with authority. You know? They'd heard a lot of stuff, but not with the authority that Jesus ministered with. And that's you. That's you. Your words are powerful. Because he dwells in you richly. He does. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let the king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Lord, you are my song. Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Ooh, you are my song, and you are good, good. Oh, good. There's something just about saying the Lord is good. You say the Lord is good, you just about have to say the Lord is good again and again. You know, he just is. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, that's who I be. We can be, or we can shine this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Just shine. There isn't any pressure to shine, you know. We can just go ahead and shine, and we're not just shining for the sake of shining, we're shining for the brightest light ever, Jesus. And we're not having to shine, it's just that you do shine. You do shine. Do you know that you shine? You know? And one thing I do think is that we know when we're shining, and we know when we've got the shades up. You know? We know, and so the Spirit reminds us, we recognize. We can trust the Lord. We can rest in the Lord. But we can trust the Lord. We can wake up in the morning and we can plan to be present with the Lord all day long. And we can ask him to be with us. And then all we've got to do is recognize him. All we've got to do is know him. And we know him. And you know him. He said, and you know me. And because you know me, you know the Father. You do. See, that what we need to know what we know. And when we know what we know, then we know what we know. We just know. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. All of those little one-liners that Jesus spoke, we remember those and we manifest those. And we can rest in that. And we can go out and we may never have a conversation with anybody, but we can be. And while we're being, we're resting in that we're being, and we're trusting in what we're resting in, and God's accomplishing great things. He's doing stuff. You just let out a, oh Lord, man, that's powerful. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So all I got to do is call. Hosanna! Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. It's a rock. It's solid. It's not sandy. It's solid. Solid salvation. So we don't have to wonder about salvation. We can stand on salvation. So the more that we know Jesus and experience Jesus, experience him. Feel him. Plan on him. You don't have to wonder about him. And so we can just enter in with confidence, trusting. You're not making up anything when you do that. You're just believing the truth. All there is to it. And sometimes it'll be like 600 volts, and other times it might just be a little spark, you know? And sometimes it just might be a breath from God confirming, I'm here. It'll be all right. It will be all right. And the more we experience Jesus, then the more we will look and we will see opportunities. You know? Not because we have to have an opportunity, but because as long as we're out there, we might as well be ready. You know? Like people who go on like pheasant hunts, there might be somebody in the group that's just carrying a gun just in case. Not planning to shoot because the other shooters should get it, but they got it with them just in case. It flies by everybody else and somebody's a good shot and they do that. They got it just in case. Well, you see, that's what we are. We're prepared just in case. Just in case. You know? I am available, Lord. I'm available when I'm driving my car, when I pass somebody, meet somebody on the road, to pray and wave. And this is the confidence we have. When we do that, he hears us.
And so we can give a little shout once we've done that. We can just give a little praise. Something great just happened. That's not imagination. That's revelation. That's standing in revelations. And ultimately, of course, it's just joyous to share Jesus. It's joyous just to speak his name, you know? Just to whisper Jesus. You know? Or to put your hand on someone and say, Jesus will help you. You know? Or just to put your hand on someone and release Jesus and they don't know you did it. What's his name? Cook? I can't think of his name. Anyway, he went around and he would just pray for people to feel Jesus. Fox? What was his name? Dreads. Anyway, he went all over the world, places where they couldn't even understand his language, and he just prayed for people. He'd say, can I just pray for you? And people that knew nothing about God or the presence of God would say, whoa, what was that? Do that again. Or somebody with a broken leg would get healed. Or someone having a heart attack would get raised up, you know. Just praying the presence of God. You have the presence of God. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High and you have the presence of God. And so you just know that. And so then we have this confidence. And so when Jesus said, go into all the world, wherever you are, that's where you are. But we all have a part to play. Not a pressure part. Not a earn points part. Just an awareness. When you've got something, you should share it. We should just share it. Right? If you're standing with a 3 dozen cookies, I buy the big boxes of cookies at Walmart, my version of Oreos. But if I was standing somewhere with one of those and somebody wanted a cookie, I'd give them a cookie. I might give them the whole box of cookies. Something good to share. Vicki doesn't totally agree with me that they are just as good as Oreos. But bless her heart, she did the taste test. I did it. I took the chocolate wafer from Walmart and I took the Oreo and I ate them each and I couldn't see a difference. But she found fault with the aftertaste. And I just thought it was amazing that she even ate it. But she tried it for me. And she didn't say, oh, how can you stand that? But still, we have something special. We have something special. And we just celebrated something special. We just celebrated the resurrection of our Lord. Rejoice. And wherever you go, remember that's where you are. Write that down. I'm just kidding. But right where you are, Jesus is there too. He is. So Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of you dwelling in us so that we really allow you to be you through us.
build our confidence, increase our devotion, determination. Let your blessings flow on us, fill us, and then flow through us. Bless every aspect of our lives, Lord. Don't forget the benefits you said. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.